Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. Welcome to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. We're broadcasting from the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Eric Remmel, your producer, and I'm joined by Scott and Lena Roberts, the show hosts of the show. And these first couple series of shows, we're just learning about who they are as therapists, learning a little bit more about the facility before we get into all the fun stuff that we get to learn about. Treatments and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're just tuning in, you want to learn more about Peaceful Warriors Wellness, you can go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com. If one of you guys would hit me with the phone number.
727-822-8866.
Awesome. Thank you. And in the last couple shows, we got to learn a bit more about Scott and Lena personally and what they specialize in. But what we really wanted to do today was talk about what you can do at the facility, because you guys aren't the only two that are here, are you?
No, we have five other therapists.
So tell us a little bit more about those therapists and what they do.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Catherine White. She is an awesome therapist that is deep tissue, neuromuscular. That's her background. She's been a therapist for 20 years. She is now doing the reflexology training with me, which fits in with her perfectly because there's so many things that we see and know working on someone through massage therapy. And now we can do that by reflexology, which is a much less invasive massage. We were looking on their feet and their hands and their face and their ears, which I don't know if you've ever had a real massage of your ears with reflexology.
Can't say that I have.
It is awesome. But Catherine takes all of these approaches into her massage. Kesha is also a doctor of oriental medicine, an acupuncture physician. She is also a massage therapist. She was a massage therapist before she became an acupuncture physician. She brings a lot of different approach from what most acupuncturists are coming in, just stick needle, fix problem. Hers brings in the massage therapy first and then the acupuncture. So it's a different approach and a much more effective approach, I believe, and her clients would tell you that too. And then we have Bridget.
So Catherine also does metacupping just like you do.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does.
And then Kesha incorporates a lot of other modalities to include cupping, gua sha, in there as well. So those are a couple of other things that she touches on that...
Kesha also does this technique called zero balancing.
She is doing that, yeah.
She just went and got finished up her certification on it 2 weekends ago. And that is a super, super balancing, calming technique that if you have any kind of anxiety issues, highly recommend you talk to Kesha about the zero balancing. And then we have Carol. I was going to tell you about Bridget first. Sorry about that. Bridget's a relatively new massage therapist, but she is someone that has the knack for it. She's someone we haven't had to teach too much to. She just kind of does it. It's natural to her. She is a deep tissue therapist that does myofascial release and neuromuscular therapy. She does some relaxation. She is great with a therapeutic massage.
One of the things I like best about Bridget is she's a sponge. So anytime that she gets body work from another therapist, she's always learning different ideas, thoughts, approaches. She'll ask questions, and then she incorporates it into her session. And we've gotten great comments from our clients, you know, that have come to see her and the work that she's doing because of it.
Well, one of the things I constantly hear in a theme in the last couple of shows and just getting to know you guys is you're always learning here. No matter who the therapist is, you're always learning new techniques, new modalities, helping each other to learn better. I've actually witnessed, you know, coming in here before where you guys are actually working together in a room. Like you have Bridget in there, you're telling her these are types of techniques you can work with, and you're always learning from each other, which is huge, I think, and especially in this type of environment.
Well, and earlier you used the word expert. And one of the things I find very interesting with this field is no matter how much I know, there are a lot of things I don't know. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay admitting that. I try strive very hard to continue to learn more and more and more, and I don't ever want to stop being a student because I'm good at what I do. And I think that's really important that we instill that in others in our office as well. And I think Lena was going to tell you about Carol next.
Yep.
Yes. Carol is a graduate of Corteva, which just about all of our therapists here, except for Catherine, went to Corteva. Is that correct?
Maybe, yeah. I think,
yeah, Catherine's the only one that did
Carol, not. It was Humanities before it was Corteva. Yeah.
But she has the slow relaxation Corteva massage that people are expecting from years ago. She is an absolute wonderful relaxation massage therapist. She can give you a really good relaxing therapeutic massage, but that's not her approach. She's not a very hard therapist. She is a softer therapist, which I love. And Carol is the one that I go to whenever I want a massage.
Don't forget your strong man.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to give it over to Scott and let him explain Jemison because I can't.
Jemison is one that's difficult to explain no matter what anyway. But Jemison actually came in here. He's a very gifted therapist with quite a bit of experience before coming here. He's a bodybuilder, gym rat kind of guy, so he's a little bit larger than life, just seeing him anyway. Very therapeutic in his approach. Has taken several seminars with Eric Dalton's myoskeletal alignment techniques. Incredible therapist with myofascial release, neuromuscular therapy, and deep tissue work. He and I actually trade every week. So 1 week I get a massage, the next week he gets one. So every 2 weeks we're getting body work between the two of us. And if you're looking for someone that understands all the different things that happen in a gym, he's your guy because he spends a lot of time in the gym. And he actually gets quite a bit of clients from there that really appreciate the expertise that he shows. So we've actually become really good friends. The two of us are like two brothers in here. We're always giving each other a hard time and ribbing on each other. And it's just part of the rapport that we have. So it's actually very enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a really fun family environment here. So we're almost up to our first commercial break, but before we go to that, tell us a little bit about the name. So I know in the first podcast, we talked a little bit about Peaceful Warriors Wellness and what it meant. Tell us a little bit more about the name and where you came up with it.
So I was given the nickname of Peaceful Warrior while I was in massage school in Monterey, California. I was going to language school in the Army. And my original thought was peaceful because of massage school, warrior because of my military background. And the person that gave me that nickname said it was based on a book by Dan Millman called Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And the story that's told through the book is of Dan Millman in his college days going through his pursuit to be an Olympic gymnast and getting hit on his motorcycle and some of the things he's had to try to overcome and the trials and tribulations, the different things that he has to learn to let go of, different preconceived notions and thoughts and acceptable ways of doing things in order to become what is a peaceful warrior. And what's really neat is the realization that you don't ever become the peaceful warrior. You're always practicing being a peaceful warrior. It's kind of like when I was talking earlier about never wanting to stop being a student of massage therapy. That's definitely something that is conveyed through the story of being a peaceful warrior. So that's where, you know, it just stuck with me over the years. And when it came time to name my business, I thought that it was a fitting title and using it for a name. And We actually get quite a few questions about it, where it came from, and we actually get quite a few people that are familiar with the book and comment on that and ask if that's where it came from. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, we're actually sitting here in the lobby at Peace Warriors Wellness in downtown St. Petersburg, and the book is actually on the end table here. So it's actually here on display. If you come into the facility, you can take a read or at least look at the cover as you pass through before your massage.
And when I was given the nickname, I actually didn't understand it. It made no sense to me. I didn't know. I hadn't read the story, so it had no meaning to me. But I, of course, went and bought my first copy right away and read it. And I can't even believe that whatever I did at that time, 27 years ago, to have earned that as a nickname is pretty amazing. I know I've reread it a few times over the years, and every time I read it, there's something else that really, you know,
resonates
very deeply with me. And there are times that I've had to remember what it is to be a peaceful warrior and get back on that path. So, but that's part of living.
It is. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about Scott and Lena. We're going to learn more about the therapist here, all the different modalities, and what it's going to be like to come in for your first visit. So kind of what that process looks like. You're listening to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, broadcast from the Peace Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Pete. And we'll be back right after this. Hey, Eric Rimmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, and I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click Book Now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code RADIO and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right. $15 off your first visit. Now, this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them that you heard about it on heliumradio.com. Welcome back. You're tuned in to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, broadcast live from the Peace Warriors Wellness Center here in St. Petersburg, Florida. For those of us just tuning in, if you want to learn more about the Peace Warriors Wellness Center, peacefulwarriorswellnesscenter.com, I believe, is the website.
Yes.
And the telephone number again?
727-822-8866.
I promise at some point I'll have it memorized. but before the break, we were talking about the name of Peace Warriors Wellness Center, where it came from, how you came up with that idea. It was pretty interesting. But I know a lot of the listeners are curious, especially if they've never gotten massage. What does it look like when you come through for a first visit? I know a lot of people are thinking, wow, I'm just going to come in the door. I'm going to be like, hey, my neck hurts. Rub me here and I'm going to be out the door. But it's so much more than that. Can you kind of fill us in on what that process looks like?
Yes, we have a intake form that is a little bit detailed, but not really. It's only one page of the detailed.
We're not killing a couple trees is what you're saying.
No. And also all of our intake forms are online, so there's no trees being killed at all. But in there, we want to know about where you hurt, but not only where you hurt, but how you hurt. You know, there's a difference between a dull ache and a sharp pain. There's a difference between a pain when you walk, when you step down, as opposed to whenever you're walking and you're coming off of the foot. Does it hurt then? Does it hurt when you first wake up in the morning? Does it hurt after lunch? There's a lot of different things that go into our assessment other than just pain. There's also a huge difference between pain and stiffness that I think that a lot of people have trouble differentiating with. And we ask these questions to you. You're not going to come in here and say, my neck hurts, and lay down and somebody's going to rub you and just magically know exactly what to do with that. There's a lot of questions that's going to go on with that. There's also a lot of assessment techniques that we use. We may ask you, does it hurt when you do this? Does it hurt more when you do this? And so you're going to have an assessment and a consultation before every single massage.
That's great.
Also, the one thing that I really empower every single person that I talk to, not just my clients, but everybody, is that you are in charge of your treatment. whenever you come in, we're going to say, hey, this is what I see and this is what I suggest we do. If you say, no, I want you to rub on my left ear for 90 minutes and that's it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to rub on your left ear for 90 minutes because for some reason or another, that's what you need. Okay, that's an extreme, but that's Scott's over here saying, no, he's not going to do that. He's going to talk you out of it.
Or give you to Lena.
Yes, or give you to me, yes. However, you are always, if you are having a massage or a haircut or anything and you don't like what's going on, make sure that you speak up and you tell them, you know, that's not working for me. I would like for you to rub over here, or I would like for you to rub deeper or lighter. Or
so what's really, really important about that is I do a lot of deep tissue type work, and I can't tell you how many times somebody has said to me, well, deep tissue, that hurts. You know, last time I had deep tissue, I was bruised. I couldn't move for 2 or 3 days. It was really uncomfortable. I didn't like it. Well, deep tissue, when it's done right, is the depth that the body will allow the tissue and how many layers of muscles that you can work through, not just force your way through, but actually soften the tissue to allow you to get through. And then it's at the comfort level of the client. So that communication is very important. There are also muscle attachments that are in some very different places. So those joints are sometimes can be very high up into the groin area or around the armpit and things of that nature. That informed consent and the communication of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then making sure that the client is comfortable with what you're doing is paramount, because if you're not comfortable, absolutely no amount of knowledge or expertise or technique makes any difference at all. So that's very important, that, like Lena's saying, is to speak up and say, well, yes, I'm comfortable with that. No, I'm not comfortable with that. Because if you're not, it's not going to help
you. There's
no point. Yeah. It's not help you.
And all of our therapists are trained in a bunch of different techniques. So if you don't like one, they have a lot more that they can pull from to do.
Not everybody's going to be open to cupping. Everybody's going to be open to rock blades. Not everybody's going to be open to Himalayan salts.
So to look like an average visit, come in the facility, if it's your first visit, you're obviously going to fill out an intake form, let everybody know, the therapist know, these are the problems that I'm experiencing, and then
medications that you're on.
Medications, important. Surgeries, things like that.
History, medical history.
You go back to a massage, and then what does it look like? So walk us through the process. You leave the reception area, the massage therapist calls you back, they kind of assess you. Then what happens? Do you get undressed? Do you disrobe? Or what does that process look like?
With most people, yes, there is some form of disrobing. But if someone has a problem and they need to just keep their clothes on, that's fine too. We can all work through clothes.
What's the rule? Is it just to your level of comfort?
To your level of comfort, yes, sir. Usually you're going to get under the sheet, so you're going to be covered and draped the whole time that you're in here. But it's at your comfort level. If you want to keep your socks on, keep your socks on. If you want to, everybody has their own, and we will all adapt to what that client needs. And it'll be, I went and had a massage recently, and she said, we start all of our massages face up. And I said, really? All of your massages, you start face up?
Huh.
And that's not the way that we work here, because there's no telling which way we're going to start from client to client, because if they come in and they are having neck pain on the right side, and I might say, hey, let's turn on your side and let me just really work on that area, or face up or face down or whatever that client needs that day.
People are always amazed when you put them sideline, because nobody's ever done that before. It's always face up, face down, and there's so many different things that can be done in that position.
And it's my favorite position to get work in.
Huh. Well, so that's pretty interesting. So obviously you communicate with the patient, learn about what they need, work through that position or the multiple positions and techniques till you get them, until the treatment's done. What's it look like when they're finished? Get up, come back out to the lobby, and then what do you recommend from there? Schedule future visits or?
We're going to, first of all, offer you some water, because massage is very dehydrating. We're going to give you a bottle of water to take with you, and then we're going to recommend you drink another bottle sometime during that day, in addition to what you normally drink. We're also going to give you our recommendations on when you need to come back. If it's tomorrow or once a month. But we also have several different packages that you can choose to save money whenever you come back. Right now we have our Christmas special going on, and it's actually, if you buy 10 at a time, you can actually save $25 off of every single massage, and which is a huge savings. We also have 5 packs where you can buy 5 at a time and save $15 off of each one, and that special goes through
December 24th.
December 24th.
Christmas Eve. And then we're also going to incorporate a price increase. It's the first one in over 3 years, starting December 30th of this year. So it's a great opportunity to take advantage of these prices at this rate, because you get locked in. Because once you buy our packages, they never expire. And we also allow people to share them. So if you have one, your wife doesn't have to buy one for herself. You guys can share one. If your friend comes in from out of town and wants to get a massage and you want to give him one, you can do that. We don't care how you use them. So we're pretty flexible as far as that goes. But what Lena was saying a minute ago, which I think is also a very unique approach, because we're very therapeutic here. I'm not going to just ask you, oh, so when would you like to come back? I'm going to suggest and sit there and say, hey, I think you need to come back next week, or you need to come see me every 2 weeks, or whatever that is for that client. And we're
going to come up with a treatment plan that is going to be fit with you.
It's going to help you get where you're going based on your lifestyle and your activity levels or lack of activity levels. It's just as important as being active a lot of times.
Again, catered to the need of the client. You know, you're not just everybody. It's not cookie cutter. You know,
right. It's not cookie cutter.
Yeah. Everybody's going to get based on what they need. So we're almost out of time, but I have two quick questions that are going to seem completely random, but things that I've encountered in my own life, and I'm just kind of curious to see what your answer is going to be. So the first one is, how do you feel about talking during massage? I've been to both therapists that refuse to speak at all. Like, they're silent, mute. They won't talk to you at all unless you just tell them something. Then I've actually had massages, and the therapist will talk to you. So what's the actual rule of thumb on that? I'm just curious from my own knowledge.
Well, for us here, it's very unusual for us to have a quiet massage.
Yes.
We try to be respectful of the person in the next room and not be loud enough to where it's going to interfere with someone else's experience. But at the same time, that communication process, we really develop a much deeper relationship with our clients. And when you're in a massage room getting treatment done, and you have that connection with the therapist that you're working with, we almost ought to get paid for being a different kind of therapist, because we get to hear so many different things that are going on in people's lives, whether it be with their family or their own relationships or work or any other number of things. So, yeah, we're very talkative through our sessions most of the time.
You're giving them a checkup from the neck up, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so it's just different than a lot of
emotions are stored in muscles. So a lot of people need to have that communication, especially my typical client comes in first 15, 20 minutes. It's blah, 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 and I know everything about their family and what TV shows they watched. And I know all this, and then they settle down.
How was that again?
What?
And then they kind of quiet down
and
fall asleep.
They quiet down, and they go into their healing. And it's, but if I've also had clients that come in and they do not speak at all, and I know absolutely nothing about them. They have been coming to see me for years, and I know absolutely nothing about their external life.
That's one of the reasons I was asking, just because I've seen where people are conditioned to go into a massage and not talk because that's all they've ever known.
You can actually choose your own music if you want to. If you feel like listening to country music, you can listen to country. If you want to listen to some classic rock or some instrumental rock, whatever you want to listen to, we don't care.
That's
great. I have an 87-year-old lady that comes to see me regularly.
Purple hair.
She goes to Anytime Fitness and has a personal training session with an Adonis, because it has to be cute. And then she comes in here, and for the first half of the massage, she likes to listen to AC/DC.
Hey.
And then she likes to switch it over to some kind of more relaxing stuff. But she needs that rock music to de-escalate down.
Huh. Well, we're almost out of time. So last question, and this might be a touchy subject, is What do you guys think, or what's the general rule on tipping? Because I know a lot of people are confused on if they should or shouldn't, or if, you know, like, what are the parameters on tipping a therapist?
So we are a service industry, and our therapists probably get paid better here than in most places. But with that being said, I think that we provide a value that exceeds what we're charging anybody. And the majority of our clients, I wouldn't say 100%, but 90-some percent of our clients tip pretty well. So not only does that therapist make a good living just for the service that they've provided, but they get tipped pretty well too, and that all helps them make a good living in this industry.
Yeah. Well, I often use the analogy.
It makes them better therapists.
It really does, because I think if you get a good service, people are willing to pay more, especially if it's, you know, therapeutic and they're feeling healthy and they're feeling better after.
Well, and if that therapist feels appreciated and valued, and they're actually making enough money to not only pay their bills, but then to go to school and learn more, then they're going to continue to provide you with better service. So,
absolutely.
We get asked a lot, well, you're the owner. Do we tip you? Because that's asked even more than whether or not they should tip the therapist. The therapist is pretty much a done deal. But I've had people ask me, if they should tip us as an owner. And to me, it's not a should or shouldn't. If you feel that I've earned it, please feel free to. I appreciate it. And I just leave it at that. I really thought hard about how I wanted to compensate people for providing services in this office. And Lena and I are not ever going to get rich doing what we're doing, because we're not taking advantage of the people that work here. If we were paying them $15 an hour, like a lot of other establishments do, then we'd probably live with a little bit more extra creature comforts than we do. But that's not why we're doing what we're doing. We're doing what we're doing because we really care about people and we want to make a difference. And I get to do something that I enjoy doing every single day. So I'm rich in the sense that I don't have to come to work. I really don't. And the emotional feedback that we get from clients when they come and give you a hug because you made a difference in their life, to me, that's worth more than a dollar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're out of time for today. And again, we have upcoming episodes where you're going to talk to all your therapists individually, so you get to learn more about all the different folks that work in the business here with you. And we're going to learn more about some of the specialties and common conditions we can treat. So we got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
And unfortunately, today we didn't have time to get into the feel better, move better, be better. But please stay tuned to next week, and we'll make sure that we cover that, because I think that's very important. And why did we choose that as a catchphrase, so to speak? And what does it really mean to you as a potential client?
Absolutely. Well, again, thanks for tuning in to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, live from the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center, downtown St. Pete. I'm your producer, Eric Remmel, and we're joined by Scott and Lena Roberts. And again, if you'd like to learn about more about them or who they are as people, visit the website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com. Come in, set an appointment, get a massage, or you can call.
727-822-8866.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.